with you. Tell a little about yourself.
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, September 12th, 2021. I'm Atefa Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. If you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Please keep us company until the end of the program. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very useful and important to us, especially to our technicians and engineers in IRIB English Radio. You know why? Because these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL from us. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including reception reports from Han Hardong from the Netherlands, Mizanur Rahman from Bangladesh, Howard Barnett from England, and also here we have a reception report and a short message from Franz Hennis from Sweden. So, Franz, Han, and Mizanur Rahman and Howard, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And also, many thanks to those of our dear listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters from around the world, which here I mention some of their names here, and later during the program I will read their emails or letters. So, from India we have an email from Hasna Manzil. From Italy we have an email from Alberto. From Germany we have an email from one of our regular listeners, from Reinhard Klein Arendt. And guess what? Here we have an email, of course, as well as a postcard. Yes, a postcard and an email from one of our regular listeners. And this postcard and email is from Jyrki Hitonen from Finland, one of our regular listeners. So stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages. Welcome back. Here we have an email from India. This email is from Hasna Manzil. Hasna Manzil from India says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I am a listener of worldwide radios, and this time I had a chance to listen to IRIB English Radio based in Tehran, Iran. I would love to listen to your radio regularly, so please send me the frequency guide of your station with complete details of the programs. I shall be very grateful if you do it. Thanks and regards. Salam and warmest greetings to you from Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. Hasna Manzil from India. I do express my warm gratitude to you for sending us this email. And thank you very much to inform us, to let us know that you listen to IRIB English Radio most of the time. And regarding your request about sending you the frequency guide of IRIB English Radio with the complete details of the programs, you can refer to our website because the frequency schedule and the time of the programs are available at our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And there you can find the frequency guide of IRIB English Radio. Again, Hasna Manzil from India, many thanks for sending us this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. And as I said, from Italy, we have an email. This email is from Alberto. Alberto from Italy says, "Dear sirs or madam at IRIB English Radio, I sent you my reception report with a short audio recording of your transmission. I was very pleased to listen to your station. My name is Alberto and I live in Figline in Sisa, Valdarno, 40 kilometers south from Florence, Italy. Please send me your paper QSL card or paper verification letter by post. For me, it would be a great gratification. Thanks in advance and best regards." And salam and warmest greetings to you, Alberto from Italy. Ciao. Many thanks for sending us this email, Alberto. So we are so happy that the signals of IRIB English Radio are received in your region. As you said, you live near Florence, Italy. That's great. And your region is called Valdarno. So you received the signals of IRIB English Radio. So please, in your upcoming emails or letters, let us know what you think about our programs. Let us know which program or programs you like the best. Yes, we're waiting for that. And also wait for an EQSL card, because it's not possible for us to send you a paper QSL card in the time of the pandemic. Yes, that's the reason. Yes, my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL. Many thanks for sending us this email, Alberto from Italy. Write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon and your views. So, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with an email from Germany, from Reinhard Klein Arendt. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. Before reading an email from Reinhard Klein Arendt, I should mention that here we have a reception report and a short message from Sweden, from Franz Hennis. Franz Hennis from Sweden says, "Dear Madam or Sir, I would appreciate confirmation of my reception report with your QSL card. Best regards." From Franz Hennis from Sweden, warmest greetings to you. As I have said several times during our programs, sending a paper QSL card is not possible, but my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL. Many thanks for sending us reception report plus this short message. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Okay, as I said, from Germany, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, from Reinhard Klein Arendt. He says, "Dear IRIB English Radio staff, Thank you very much for your kind email and the QSL card. In fact, I did not receive the paper QSL. However, I am more than happy to be in the recipient list of your email and receive an EQSL from your radio. Please excuse me for the delay for answering. But beside of having more work than usual because of COVID-19, we had severe flooding here in the region and we had to do a lot to get things organized again. Though our house was not affected. My best greetings from cool Germany. We have a great summer here, 16 degrees in the morning and 20 in the afternoon. Take care. Warm regards. Salam and warmest greetings to you from Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, to you, Reinhard in Germany. And I do express my appreciation to you for sending us this email and letting us know about what's happening in your region. As you said, although it's summer, it's cool. As you said, it's 16 degrees in the morning and 20 degrees in the afternoon. That's great. It's summer, but it's hot and humid in Iran. It's summer, yes. It's hot and humid in Iran, but in some European countries, it seems that it's cooler. So that's great. Many thanks for writing this email to us, Reinhard from Germany. Write to us soon, and my colleagues will very soon send you an EQSL. As you said, it's in the time of pandemic, and we can't send you a paper QSL card. Anyway, write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. Now, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with an email from Kanos, Finland. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. As I said, here we have an email plus a postcard from Kanos, Finland. And this email is from one of our regular listeners, Dr. Jyrki Hitonen. He says, "Hello, I have just finished reading another book I got from IRIBWS many years ago. It has been in my bookshelf, but only now I took time and read it. It was about resurrection, judgment, and the hereafter. I read it to learn more about Islam, and I think I understand now a little bit more. The book contains 298 pages. I hope the COVID pandemic will end this year. It has been with us quite a long time and changed our habits. Also, I read from you, Pars website. He means Pars Today website, that it has increased poverty and famine in developing countries. Enclosed is an MP3 recording of IRIB radio. It has, of course, the information. Which I won't read it. Please send me an EQSL card. My receiver is ELAD I use with my computer. I used almost 200 meter long antenna. Yours sincerely, Dr. Jyrki Hitonen from Finland." Salam and warmest greetings to you, Dr. Jyrki Hitonen from Finland. I do express my warm gratitude to you for sending us this email and, of course, this beautiful postcard, which has the picture of a scenery in Kanos, a city in Finland. It has a river, it has a forest, and a beautiful city. It's great. Many thanks for sending us this beautiful postcard, Dr. Jyrki Hitonen. As you said, many years ago, before the coronavirus pandemic, we used to send our dear listeners the souvenirs of IRIB English Radio, like books, which you said you're still keeping it in your bookshelf and you're still reading it. That's great. So keep it. Of course, after the pandemic, we'll soon start sending our dear listeners the promotional items of IRIB English Radio. We also, like you, hope that the COVID pandemic will end this year. We also hope that health, peace and joy prevails over the world very soon. Many thanks for sending us this email and this beautiful postcard, Dr. Jyrki Hitonen. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio programs. And as the time tells me, we have to skip to the next section of this week's Listen's Special, which is, of course, this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
Okay. My name is Barton Rogan. I'm 64 years old. I've been listening to the radio, shortwave radio, and particularly the Iranian radio for many years now. I first started listening to shortwave in the early 1970s, so it's a long time ago. There have been a lot of changes in that time. I was a teacher of modern languages for many years. I'm retired now, and I do a bit of voluntary work these days. I stay in the west of Scotland, in Ayr, near where I was born, although for some time I taught in other countries, Spain, Sweden, France, but came back home and lived in the south of Scotland for a number of years, and now I'm back in the west. Apart from the shortwave radio, my main hobby would be now writing about football games, semi-professional football games in the west of Scotland. So I think that about covers it. I think the news that we get from you is very comprehensive. It covers stories that do not normally get covered in this country. And as I said before, it's all about a different perspective on things. There are those who would like the Iranian view never to be put forward in this country. As happened when they took Press TV off the Sky platform. It's a way of silencing different views. That's why it's important to keep IRIB on the air, on shortwave, so that as many people around the world as possible can hear what you have to say. Your station is excellent. I wouldn't change very much about it. As someone who works for IRIB, must wonder what do our listeners feel about our programs. And the listeners should get in contact, say what they think, good or bad or indifferent, but give their views. IRIB, in my experience, does actually listen to what its audience has to say. So if you're listening to IRIB right now and you don't like what you're hearing, let them know. But if you do, there's nothing like encouragement to help people continue with the work, because the work is important and someone's got to do it.
And here we come to the end of this week's edition of Listeners Special. Many thanks for being with us and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programmes. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.